What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Welcome to episode 346 of Japan Top 10 for November 2020. This is your host, Kirby.
And this is Tassie.
We have new songs from some familiar artists like Lisa, Aiko, and Super Beaver. So sit back and enjoy the show. Japan Top 10.
Although 2020 might have not been a great year for a lot of people out there, but we want to change that for our listeners. Tell us your thoughts about 2020 by recording a message for our podcast and share it with our listeners.
It could win you a $100 gift card or have that amount be donated to a charity of your choice. Visit our website at jtop10.jp for full details. All right, take it away, Tassie.
New on our list for our number 10 song is Ganbare Tomoyo by ABCZ.
Number 10.
Ganbare Tomoyo, don't you know wa owari ja nakute, hajimari sa no mishiro wa mugenai, mishiro yubi sasare tara, ore ga ja mirai yubi sashite hashitte iko.
BCZ is a boy band under Johnny and Associates and was previously called just ABC, which stands for Acrobat Boys Club. They added the Z on after a new member, Ryosuke Hashimoto, was added to the group.
Japanese fans tend to shorten their name to Ebi, which sounds more like shrimp.
The group has been collaborating with the indoor amusement park, Tokyo Joy Palace, for a couple years now.
They released many DVDs of their live shows and stage play performances in the past. They're famous for their acrobatics and stage performances. At number 9, we have a new song from Super Beaver, Topako.
Number 9.
This song is being used as an opening theme for the popular volleyball anime Haikyuu.
Super Viver is a rock band that has been active since 2005 and has performed songs for various animes in the past.
Toppakko is a pretty straightforward sports anime song about not giving up and smiling through hardships, even in the worst circumstances and facing challenges head-on. Are you an indie Japanese music artist? If you create Japanese music and want some exposure, please get in touch with our music director, Haley, by sending her an email at haley@jtop10.jp along with the song you would like us to feature on the podcast.
Our number 8 song and also new on our list is Boogie Ride by Toshinobu Kubota.
Number 8. Boogie Ride.
Ride is a song that Kubota wrote to overcome what he described as a time where one can't help but feel depressed and express hopes for everyone to be able to live and express themselves openly and happily again soon.
He says he wrote the song while everyone in lockdown was waiting anxiously for summer, and he was looking back on himself and the world.
Boogie Ride is part of the two-part single, along with his new track Sora no Uta, or Song of the Sky. Kubota is not a new name around Japan, since he has been writing his hit songs for Japanese artists and then later for himself since the 1980s.
As of now, he is one of Japan's best-selling artists ever. He moved to New York in 1993 and released multiple albums from there, and his music videos were featured on MTV. He was also the first Japanese artist to appear on the popular show Soul Train. For number 7, we have another new song, Super Good by Sakura Fujiwara.
Number 7.
Sakura Fujiwara is a singer-songwriter and actress from the Fukuoka Prefecture.
According to her, she said she got her love of music from her father, who played in a rock band when she was younger and exposed her to many types of music.
She released a mini album as her debut in 2015, but it was 2016 when she made her big step into the entertainment industry, releasing her first single, Soup, along with her first studio album, Good Morning. She also appeared in the TV drama series, Love Song.
Late in October, she released her third album, Supermarket, which is where Super Good was placed as a title track. Want to advertise on our podcast? Market your brand onto one of the world's most popular Japanese cultural-based podcasts. Reach up to potentially 70,000 listeners around the world on a weekly basis with advertising costs that will fit your company's budget. Find the full details at jtop10.jp to find out an advertising plan that will suit your company's needs. New on our list at number 6 is Gurenge by Lisa.
Number 6.
Gurenge, meaning Red Lotus, is the theme song for the anime Demon Slayer, Kimetsu no Yaiba.
Gurenge was composed by Kayoko Kusano, a prolific composer in the Japanese music scene. This is only one of many songs she has composed for Lisa to perform. Kusano has also written for several artists and for multiple anime soundtracks.
Her name is an acronym for Love is Same All, which is the name of her band she was previously in.
With the McDonald's app, you can get your favorite thing delivered to your door. So if you were looking for a reason to skip washing those dishes you left in the sink, consider this a sign. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Right now, get $0 delivery fee with any purchase of $15 or more, only in the app. At participating McDonald's, minimum purchase excludes tax and service fees. Delivery prices may be higher than in restaurants. Other fees may apply, not valid with any other offer, discount, or coupon.
Dropping four spots to number five, we have Stories by Snowman.
Number five.
僕らは今日も目を閉じる夢を見る秋も
Stories is part of a two-track release coupled together with their recent English-language single Kissing My Lips, and it's been used in the anime Black Clover.
Snowman is a group under the Johnny & Associates umbrella. They were all active in the past, working as background dancers for the groups like Kiss My Futo 2 and ABCZ, and they also appeared in stage plays Dream Boys and Takizawa Kabuki.
The boys are all good at acrobatics and are well known for their dancing skills. They appeared in many programs but only debuted officially as a group this year.
Snowman is set to play the lead roles in a movie adaptation of the stage play Takizawa Zero, set to release next year. Our number 4 song on our list, which is new too, is Shiera no Yoni by 10 Feet.
Number 4.
Yeah!
is going on tour this year through next year all over Japan, which has started in October.
10 Feet had a miraculous start. One member had sold his equipment to quit playing music and to become a childcare worker before being asked to do the band. Another member, Takuma, has said he played drums in the past and wanted to make music, but he switched to guitar for the band despite not being good at it, and constantly joking that he needed help. He says he can't watch their old performances without laughing.
In the past, they have released great covers and tribute songs of famous Western groups such as Metallica and Nirvana, and also Japanese groups like Spitz and the Blue Hearts.
At number 3, we also have another new song, Emerald by Back Number.
Number 3.
Emerald is the theme song for the TBS drama Kikena Venus or The Dangerous Venus.
The drama is a suspenseful mystery revolving around a man named Hakuro, a veterinarian who is pulled from his normal life to search for his estranged half-brother after he went missing. A secret family inheritance seems like it could be tied to his brother's disappearance. Together with his half-brother's wife, Hakuto tries to solve the mystery of this disappearance.
Back Number is a rock trio formed in 2004 and signed to an independent label in 2009.
Their best-selling song by far is called Christmas Song, and it's starting to pull in a lot of listeners again this year as we get closer to the winter holidays.
Want to hear some extra songs in this episode? Join our Patreon club and become a Patreon star or Patreon platinum donor to get some extra songs on this episode. See full details on our site at jtop10.jp/club.
Number 2 on our list is also a new song, Hono or Flame by Lisa.
Number 2.
This song is featured in the anime Demon Slayer, Kimetsu no Yaiba. She's done music for lots of animes, including Fate Zero and Sword Art Online as well.
Lisa, whose real name is Risa Oribe, was also the vocalist for an indie band called Chucky before she went solo.
The band broke up in 2005 and she moved to Tokyo to pursue her career, which took another 5 years before being chosen to sing songs for the popular anime Angel Beats. She's been extremely successful since her solo debut.
She released a new album called Leo 9 in October, and in December will be holding her first online live to showcase the new songs. And at number 1, going up 3 spots, we have Honey Memory by Aiko.
Number 1.
洗濯機電気がついてた。ごめんね。でも素直になれなかった。Aiko was born as Aiko Yanai in Osaka in 1975. She's been active on the music scene since 1998 and still carries a large following in Japan. She worked as a radio host for Osaka FM after graduating from college. Through the 90s and early 2000s, she presented in various radio programs.
She took a little while to move all the way into the music scene, but she's taken a firm route.
The Space Shower Music Awards named Aiko the best pop artist for 2020.
Honey Memory is her 40th single. It feels like it's a song from the point of view of a man who is singing to a woman whom he laments about losing. Possibly because he cheated on her, which hurts her. It's a sad song full of regret and coming home to nobody. Although we finished our J-Top 10 ranking, we have extra songs to share with you. Our next song is from our Indie Song Spotlight, Always Growing, 2020 by Gold AP.
Japan Top 10!
With a thank you to my fam. Without you, I wouldn't be who I am. In the rain or the shine, you're by my side till I die. And I can't put it in words, but the feeling is nice. A lot is packed in my brain, feel like I'm going insane. Just gotta hit play, the music take it away. I guess that's the reason I'm still up in the game. Who am I to blame? I could've bounced like bass. Wintertime fine, could've bounced like a flake. Could've bounced on a date with too much on my plate. Could've bounced like a ball all the way. Yet I remain the same. I was never in it for the fame or the fortune. Think about all them rainy days it was pouring. That's why in the verse I'm never talking about a foreign. I'll be just fine pulling up in Toyota. Yo, he can't get it to pop yet. It's the way stay walking and the time keep ticking. I know. When you go against the odds, you gotta play it real smart and work hard like we shoveling snow. Had to recreate the plot with the whole vibe rocking and believe it, it turned into gold. And it keep going wherever I go. Could it be? I love the game too much to quit and leave. Lately it's been heavy on me mentally. But that's the product of consistent visioning. Will it free my mind of this imprisonment? I see the light beaming like a prison pick. Running for it quick, had to make a flip. Just wish my eyes weren't this sensitive. Always growing.
With a focus on hip-hop and rap, Gold AP began releasing music in 2016 with the EPs 3peat and EVU, followed by single Tubby in 2018.
Always Growing, produced by Mugen, is the title track of Gold AP's latest EP, released January 2020, which also contains the tracks Soul, Life, Hurt, and Win.
Gold AP has recently released an MV for Always Growing to his official YouTube channel, shot by Shoelace Belt.
And those are the songs for this episode of Japan Top 10. Watch out for the next episode where Haru and Andy are coming together to bring you a brand new cultures episode, this time exploring the world of LGBT culture in Japan. They will see you 2 weeks from now. And that has been the November 2020 episode of Japan Top 10 Countdown. This has been your host, Kirby.
And Tassie.
See you again next time. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Japan Top 10.